Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of the Cure Talks Cancer podcast. Each week, we'll be hearing from patients, survivors, caregivers, advocates, or healthcare professionals to do what Cure does best, provide cancer updates, research, and education. This week, we spoke with two of Cure's chronic lymphocytic leukemia heroes who were honored at the 2018 ASH annual meeting. First, we talked to John Bird, a researcher and clinical specialist at The Ohio State University Comprehensive Cancer Center. Dr. Bird has helped to identify novel drugs that are effective against CLL and move them from the lab to the clinic.
So it was I got interested in CLL probably in 1994 as an intern at Walter Reed, where I saw a patient who, at that time, there was only one therapy for CLL. And there was another investigational agent that he had received after all hope was given up, called fludarabine. And he had responded to that for more than a year. But at Walter Reed, he had come in with this very, very atypical type of pneumonia that AIDS patients were getting, called pneumocystis carinii pneumonia. And looking at his x-ray, Mr. Barrett's x-ray, I immediately recognized that we needed to come up with more targeted therapies that didn't take out the patient's immune system, that didn't make them ill. And you know, the genesis from there moved on to being part of the team that developed rituximab in CLL, which ended up being one of the first. Rituximab is an immune therapy. And at the time, it wasn't supposed to work in CLL, and it was really working with a lot of laboratory people, clinical people, that we together all came up with the idea that you have to give a different schedule in CLL because it's a different disease than lymphoma. Flash forward to a decade later, say, and after the discovery of Gleevec by Brian Drucker, who's been my hero. The idea that we could find a similar target in CLL called B cell receptor signaling that a drug could take out, and that by taking that target out, you could make CLL go away and stay away. And the development of ibrutinib started with a very generous patient and his family contributing to a lot of the lab work that we did with this, and partnering with company, the FDA, and then really seeing people come and benefit from these therapies, and learning how to optimize them, and the journey from beginning to working with where chemotherapy was the only thing that was available to now, where we have targeted therapy for CLL, where most patients with this disease are going to be able to live as long as they would if they didn't have the disease, is just a wonderful place to be at and to be, to have been part of the team doing this.
Although Dr. Bird is a drug developer, he says one of his favorite things is to still treat patients.
I love taking care of patients. My clinic is on Tuesday. It's my favorite day of the week. I've always had really good bosses, but they've said, "Well, you're seeing a lot of patients. You're still a full day a week. You really should cut back." And my comment to all of them has been, "When you ask me to cut back or stop my clinic, that's when I'm going to start looking for a job elsewhere."
This probably explains why Dr. Bird was nominated to be a CLL Heroes Award recipient, something he described as an incredible honor.
So being honored here, this is just such a special thing. And to be in the company also this year of getting this award with one of my patients, Brian Kaufman, who's done so much, it's just an incredible it's an incredible honor. I was blessed to be selected for the Damashek Award, which is more of a professional award, and I would say, well, that was special. This is more special because this comes from I was nominated by a patient for this. And this is an affirmation. This is an affirmation that we are hitting our mission of providing outstanding compassionate care to our patients with CLL. I think this this event is special because it recognizes all people that are involved in the care of patients with different types of blood cancers. because the care of patients is one that is multidisciplinary, and really it shouldn't be me that's winning this award, I would say, or being honored by this award. It should be my team, and it's just an incredible honor.
Next, we spoke with Brian Kaufman, a family doctor who has been diagnosed with CLL and is the co-founder of the CLL Society.
I'm Dr. Brian Kaufman. I'm a family doctor, and I've had CLL for 13 years now, and it's been quite an incredible journey during that time. I had a very aggressive form of CLL, and 13 years ago, the treatments weren't that great. So I thought it was important to inform my family, my friends, my patients about what was going on with me. And I was first doing that by email, and then my kids said, "Dad, that's so old school, you should get a blog." And I started to blog, and the blog became extremely popular with tens of thousands of people reading it every month. And I leveraged my access as a physician. I also have a master's degree in medical education to reach out to the CLL experts. So I was interviewing them and presenting them their latest data from meetings like this one here at the American Society of Hematology in terms of how to best manage CLL. And treatments were radically changing during that time. It quickly became apparent, though, that a blog, which is chronological and tells the story, starting at one point and going forward, wasn't the best way, because there was always newbies coming aboard who didn't know what a lymphocyte was or what the spleen did. So it became clear that I had to set up a not-for-profit to help people, which was more horizontal in its information, and people could have access to the top CLL information, but also the very basic kinds of information. So why was it important for me to do the work that I do in terms of advocacy and with the CLL Society? Well, I preach that when you advocate for yourself, you're advocating for others. When I gain information, as a physician, I have an extra responsibility because I can see around the corner, I can explain things, and that allows me to share those insights with other patients. Because I'm alive today because I entered some very early clinical trials, and other people can benefit from learning about my experience. So it's my responsibility to share that information with other people. I'm very grateful to people like John Bird, who was one of the first people involved with a drug that was then called PCI-32765, which is now known as ibrutinib, which gave me 7 years of a wonderful life and allowed me to get things going in terms of this not-for-profit. The other thing I would say is that when you help others, it's also the flip side is true. You're helping yourself. And it's because I'm well known. It's because when people talk with me, they know I'm going to spread that word, that allows me to get access to people like Dr. Bird and other CLL experts. And I can help them, if things go well, to fill their trials, to answer their questions from patients. So it works both ways. When I'm helping others, I'm helping myself. When I'm helping myself, I'm helping others. So there's, like I say, there's no space between it. There's no, advocating for yourself, advocating for your others, it's the same thing. What makes me most proud of the CLL Society is that the way we're able to help people by giving them the information and empowering them to be a full partner in their care so they can walk into a doctor's office and say, "Could we consider this option? Could you test me for this before we start treatment? Could we hold off on that for now and look at something else?" And I wouldn't be overstating to say that we are saving lives all the time, because often doctors who are not as comfortable treating CLL, who don't have a great amount of experience, because it's still an orphan disease, aren't up to date on the latest research. But dedicated patients are. And when they bring that to their community hematologist, often they're very glad that they brought that research, and it may change the direction. And that, I think, is the most satisfying thing in terms of our work, is being able to help patients get their best possible care. Our goal is that everyone get the best possible care that's available today. And our other goal that we're developing in 2019 is to start doing research so that best possible care is curative, because there's still significant unmet needs in CLL, the biggest one being the C word, a cure.
It is with these efforts Brian was nominated to be a recipient of this year's award, a recognition he is hoping he can leverage to help grow the CLL society.
I often quote Gilda Radner, who famously said, "If it wasn't for the downside, everyone would want cancer." And for me, this has been an amazing journey. And I've met so many incredible people on the way, seen such incredible science along the way, and been blessed by so many wonderful stories. I feel very lucky since my diagnosis of CLL 13 years ago. So receiving this honor as a Cure 2018 Chronic Lymphocytic Leukemia Hero is a very humbling experience, because when I look at the other people on that list, I've been lucky enough to know them all personally, and I know what contributions they've made to help the CLL community. I'm hoping that I can take that recognition and leverage it to help grow the CLL Society so we can do the work that we need to do to make sure, essentially, that no CLL patient is left behind, that we can reach each CLL patient to make sure that they get their best possible care, and that best possible care is constantly improving. So I'm extraordinarily grateful to Cure Magazine and to the patients who nominated me for this recognition, and I hope to live up to it.
Tune in next week when we speak with comedian Maria Falzone as she tells us about living in the moment and why she sees her cancer as a gift. Don't forget to subscribe to the Cure Talks Cancer podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps to hear every episode, or visit curetoday.com/podcasts. The Cure Talks Cancer podcast is the official podcast of Cure Magazine, the indispensable guide to every stage of the cancer experience. For more information, visit us at curetoday.com and find us on Twitter at @cure_magazine or Facebook at @curemagazine.